The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. Columbia Workshop presents the concluding half of John Galsworthy's famous play, Escape, starring Orson Welles as Captain Matt Dennett. In the first half presented last week, Captain Dennett, gentleman, ex-Army captain, while walking through Hyde Park, is asked for a match by a young girl sitting on a park bench. He stops and talks with her for a while and then starts to leave. A detective approaches and attempts to arrest the girl. Dennett intercedes and a fight starts after the detective strikes him. He hits the detective, who falls against an iron railing and lies still. Two policemen rush up and recognize the fallen man.
Who is he, mate? He's one of our men.
Why, it's Detective Killishaw.
I have, not a breath. We heard him blow his whistle. Did you hit him?
Well, there was a row. He seized me. I smote him on the jaw. He fell back and hit his head on the railing.
Oh, he did, eh? Stay here by the body, Tom. I'll get an ambulance.
All right, mate.
As for you, sir, you'd better come with me.
The case becomes a cause to labor in England, and Captain Dennett is sent to Dartmoor Prison for 5 years after being convicted of manslaughter. A year later, while a heavy fog blankets the moors, Dennett and a fellow convict are working in the prison yard.
The fog's come up mighty sudden. I think it's going to last.
Yeah, utter a wet spell this time of year. Yes. Makes the guards nervous, fog. It's when you get to the escape.
No one's ever got away from here, they say.
There's been a good few tries, though.
Gosh, I'd like to have one.
Young man, don't do it. Try and get tranced in a minute.
The fog's real thick now. Gosh, I'll have a shot.
You beg, get me. You shoot it far.
Turn your head the other way and keep it there. Count 20. If you don't hear any shots, remember me to Bridie. So long.
Wandering over the moors for 3 days, disguised in fisherman's clothes, comes upon a party of picnickers.
Rolling down by the rolling sea, if you can't be true to one or two, you're much better off with me.
Oh, that was lovely, Captain Winston. Just lovely.
Hey, thanks, ma'am. And plenty of time to practice when I'm on my ship.
Captain, you're a prophet. It turned out to be a lovely day for a picnic after all.
It takes quite a bit of weather to flummox a sailor, Dolly.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. I thought the fog was going to last forever.
Give us another tune on the concertina, Captain.
Why, certainly, ma'am.
Hello, who's this?
Afternoon. Wonder if you could put me right for Bobby.
Bobby, well, that's a goodish step. Matter of 12 miles, I could say.
My lord, not really. Heard anything of the escaped convict?
What about him? I haven't looked at the paper the last day or two.
Another escape? Oh, my.
Rather. He got off in the fog night before last.
I always hate to think of one of those dreadful men at large. You can't sleep in your bed.
Don't get too excited, Dolly. Think of the choice he's got.
Oh, yes, here it is in the paper. It's the man that killed the poor detective in Hyde Park, that villain. It says here they nearly got him, twice.
He must be a regular desperado. And I never believed that girl.
Nor the young man, neither. I believe some people quite sympathized with him, though. Fancy.
Well, if you won't think it too eccentric, I did, for one.
You? Why?
I thought he had devilish hard luck.
Ah, there's always a fuss made about the law. You can't even hang a woman for murdering her husband. Got a lot of hysterical nonsense.
Why didn't they string him up?
The jury found it was a quarrel, not an attempt to evade arrest. Besides, in falling, the detective hit his head on the iron railing of the road. The doctor said he died of concussion.
That didn't ought to have got him off. see it's a man. If he hadn't hit him, he wouldn't have fallen.
Exactly. Brilliant. But if the detective hadn't seized him, he wouldn't have hit him.
Well, I'd have hung him.
Don't be so bloodthirsty.
Well, I would. Is he an officer for doing his duty? He only got off because he was quality.
Don't you think that's a superstition?
Superstition? Can't say I was ever tempted by a woman.
That car over there, is it yours?
It is, sir.
Does it get up these hills?
I should think so. Well, I'd engage to catch any convict with my car.
Oh, would you? Splendid.
Well, I think we ought to be getting home. Hand me the teapot, Captain, will you? I'd like to be in before dark with a convict loose like this.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Did you see what he did? He pocketed the sweat.
No, why, Dolly, he's a gentleman.
I saw him with my own eyes. Two bits of kite and a round of dirt.
I say, what's he doing with the car?
Hi there, you, sir.
Hey, he's got his hurry.
Dylan!
Hey!
Hi there!
Look up! Stop! Oh.
Why is he escaped, convict?
Well, I'm jiggered.
Take a look at it.
Hello. Engine trouble?
Where'd you come from?
From the hunt. My horse got away from me. Can't hunt without her very well. You seen a mare loose?
Oh, afraid not.
Never rains but it pours. Positively, first car I've met, and lo, she's in trouble.
Seen the convicts, sir?
No, but they've all been keeping their eyes peeled.
So have I.
Not a pastime I'd care for. Sharp view hello if I see him.
Well, why not? Can't have desperados loose on the moor. Safety first.
But this poor devil's a gentleman.
Nothing like a gentleman for being unsafe.
What poor draggled brute with a whole pack at his heels dangerous?
Fox at bay.
My mare unshipped me the edge of the bog, went in plump, and got away while I was collecting myself.
Yes, you're rather a mess. Well, I'd change places with you. This is the least attractive car I ever drove.
Your own?
No. Belongs to some friends. They said I might take a run on the moor and look for the convicts.
Good for the convicts. I've been fishing, too.
No. Camouflage.
Gosh, you really are out man hunting.
I say, you're not the convict by any chance.
I? What the... My good sir, would I tell you if I were?
No. Forgive my asking, but they always change their clothes first thing, and that pink coat you're wearing is priceless. You can get out of Abraham's bosom in that rig.
Look here, what makes you ask that damn fool question?
Well, your sympathy with him. You're about his size and appearance, too, judging from the papers. The soldier man is a bargain if I'm good judge.
Quite right. And that's why I dislike a fellow soldier being harried by seedy-looking blokes in broken-down slivers.
Masterly description. Got me where I live, as the Yanks say. Still, a fox hunter's togs are as good a passport any day. And you've got them on.
Are you loony, or merely trying to be funny?
Do you really want that convict chap to get off?
What's your game, my friend? Are you a detective?
No. I'm the convict.
What?
Change clothes with me. In your togs, I could get through.
I say, but...
It's all right. I'm the convict, but... I was only kidding about the change. Thanks for your sympathy, though. You don't know what it means. Better get on now. I'm going to take cover again.
But look here... If you mean that, you really want to change.
No, that's too much. It makes you an accessory and all that. Well, I must do my butt now. Hope you catch your mare. You might say you saw someone like me going the other way.
You can rely on me.
I know. Soldier to soldier. So long.
Gee, over. That's a rum go.
Who be this lying in the gravel pit?
Seemingly just the Joker himself.
Oh. Well, my men, what's the matter with you?
Beg pardon, sir. We're looking for the escaped convict. We had sort of a thought as you might be here.
Oh, did you? Well, that's pretty good. Now you see I'm not, suppose you apologize.
Of course, if we knew whom you were.
Well, whom do you work for?
Farmer Browning. It is grazing here.
I see, Farmer Browning. It's funny, but I don't altogether like being taken for an escaped convict.
He'll be coming this way shortly.
You're making fools of yourselves, you know. I'm just a fisherman staying at the inn at Luster.
If so be as you're what you say you be, why for did you go for the hide?
Hide? I was having a nap out of the wind. For walking home.
Joker had a fishing rod we un do.
Oh, boss.
Not so much boss, neither.
I've had enough of this now.
Okay. Well, then, that'll do me in. You there on my land. Kindly give me your name and account for yourself. There'll be a rough customer about.
Mr. Browning.
Aye, that be my name.
Mine's Matthew. Captain Matthew. I'm staying at the inn at Luster. Some very absurd mistake.
Well, sir, when there be these here escapes on the moor, we gotta be careful. Constable's just been with news of that there car yonder, and the man that pinched it had a long brown coat and a fishing rod and a hat like yourn.
If the constable's still here, you'd better take me to him.
I reckon I will. Come along.
Now, Mr. Browning, dash it all. You ought to know better than this.
I dare say you'd be a gentleman. But so be this convict, Zeman. Perhaps he'll tell me the name of the inn where they be staying at Leslie.
The Red Lion.
What as though there bent no six blades.
Well, there ought to be.
Perhaps he'll show me the clothes he got under that coat.
Well, I own up.
I thought he'd come to it.
Come on, I'll be sporting. Give me a chance.
Oh, he knows I can't do that. What be the use of asking? Me aiding a better convict? No, no, Captain.
Mm. Take care you don't have bad luck someday yourself.
Bad luck? I reckon a man as kills a man can think he'd be having good luck if he don't spring for it.
I hope you'll see that my two friends here have the reward for my capture.
Aye, they can have it. I don't want no reward for doing my duty.
That's lucky. I appreciate your excellent intentions, Mr. Browning. Glad to have met you. Goodbye.
Hey, get away! Come on, you two! Out of the way! Come on!
More tea, Dora. Thanks. There's such a glow on the Cleve grape. Most lovely red. Everybody was out looking for that escaped convict. Did you see him? No, thank goodness. Poor hunted wretch. Sympathy's wasted on them. Pass the sugar, Dora, please. This isn't a common convict. It's that Captain Denham. You remember? Oh, not likely to forget the row we had about his case. Well, it served him right. For a good woman, Grace, you know you're awfully hard. Well, really. Exceedingly. Will you have another cup? Thank you. Oh, who are you?
Don't give me away, please. I'll get behind the curtain.
You're going to get mine. You're going to get me. I am. Which way did I go? Which way did I go?
Who?
The convict. A man came over the wall and round the corner there.
Oh, yes, I thought I saw. Across the lawn and over the wall at the far end, Mr. Browning. Quick.
Good. Hurry over the wall, he went. Go on, dog.
Close the door, Grace.
Thank you, madam.
Not me.
Well, then you, madam. It was great of you. Great.
Keep back. One of the night see. Wait, I'll draw the curtains. There. Great indeed to tell such a lie, Dora. And for a convict.
If you'll forgive my saying so, that makes it greater. To tell a lie for an archbishop wouldn't strain one a bit.
Please don't blaspheme. Will you have a cup of tea, sir? Really, Dora. Oh,
thanks awfully. It's too good of you. That tastes good. I'm most awfully sorry for butting in like this, but it was neck or nothing.
Then I think it should have been nothing, sir, considering the position you placed my poor sister in.
Poor sister? Quick.
When you're hunted, all you think of is the next move.
I'm afraid you're awfully done.
Thanks, I'm getting my wind back. Feel like kissing the hem of your garment.
Wasn't it rather mad to escape?
No, I don't think so. It's shown me how decent people can be.
Did they ill-treat you?
Oh, no. No, the treatment's all right. A trifle monotonous.
Where are you making for?
Oh, no plan. They're no good. It's like a battle. You change them before you use them.
I read who you were in the paper.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm in big print. Thank you most awfully. I'll clear out now.
No, wait. I think I can hide you.
Dora.
No. It's not good enough. I can't let you.
Well, I'm going to. Yes, Grace, I mean it.
Not in this house.
It's as much my house as yours. You need have nothing to do with it. At least you haven't broken the law yet, Dora.
And you're not going to now.
Well, I can't bear to see a soldier and a gentleman chased by a lot of chore bacon.
Dora, you mustn't. It's wrong. And it's absurd.
Go upstairs. If I have to refer to you, I'll say you saw nothing. And so can you.
You expect me to tell lies?
Well, I'm going to hide him, I tell you. Captain. What? Why, where is he? Where did he go? Did he go through the window?
I don't know.
Didn't you see him?
I did not.
Are you sure?
I say I did not. Come in.
Beg pardon, miss. We lost him. He's a fair twister. Maybe he doubled back. We'll have a look over if and in case he's hiding here somewhere about. Can we go search the house?
He can't be in this house, Constable.
Well, we may have a look, miss, after that.
I tell you, he's not here, Mr. Brown.
We'll have a look, miss. He be a proper fireman, he be. Oh,
won't have him caught. He may be upstairs. I'm going to see if I can help him get away.
Stop, I tell you.
Let go of my skirt, Grace.
I shall not. So crazy. What is it to you?
Oh, Gordon, Grace.
You can't help him without breaking the law.
You let me go, Grace. I shall hit you.
Very well. Hit me then.
Let go.
Well, he's been here. Let me certain as
you were. You be quite sure, miss, you saw him over that wall?
Quite.
And he ain't seen him since?
No.
Nor thee, miss?
I?
Yes, miss.
No.
Here. What's this here hat?
That hat. An old hat of my brother's that I use sometimes.
Be uncommon like the one that there varmint were wearing.
Is it? Those fishing hats are all the same. Have you tried the orchard, Mr. Browning?
We must try that. But it's getting powerful dimsy. Come, Constable, we must have a good look. The varmint did fool life bravely, he did. I must get me own back.
Try the vicarage.
Aye, we'll try that.
You told it beautifully, Grace. Thank you. Thank me for telling a lie. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
You'd make me do it again. I would. Poor fellow.
What are you doing behind the cassock?
Sanctuary, sir.
What do you mean? Who are you?
I'll unbutton my coat.
Oh, the escaped convict. He oughtn't to have come in here. This is a church.
Then where, sir? In the old days, the church...
In the old days, the church was a thing apart. Now it belongs to the state.
I'll go, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I read that you're that Captain Bennett.
Yes.
Death
isn't as much to us who were in the war as it is to you.
I know. I was there.
Padre?
Yes. Where have you come from?
The house of the two ladies over there. Left them fighting over me. Couldn't stand that. Not worth it.
Sanctuary. If I were a Roman Catholic, sometimes I wish I were.
More logical.
More powerful. This is a situation I've never had to face, Captain Denham.
Well, sir, I'm just about done. If you could let me rest a while, that's all I ask.
My dear fellow, sit down. I'll lock the vestry door.
The church itself?
No, they can't get into the church at this hour without coming through the vestry. We'll be secure for a while. I expect you're very hungry, too.
No, thanks. Beyond it. You know that feeling of it?
No.
Not at the front. It was pretty rife there.
No, I'm ashamed to say it. Not even there.
Well, Padre, how's it look to you? Giving me up?
Padre, as man to man, who am I to give you up? One poor fellow to another? No. I can't help you to escape, But if you want rest, take it. Very tired?
Oh, gosh. I didn't think one could feel so tired. My joints have gone on strike. I was a 3-mile runner, too.
Were you? Good man.
It's a strain in my head. If they get me, I have to go back. Odd, I didn't feel it half as much when I was escaping from Germany.
Did anyone see you come in here?
Can't have. They'd have been on my heels.
Who's after you?
Villagers and a constable.
My villagers. And here am I.
Oh, by George, yes, Padre. Oh, that's too bad. I'll clear out.
No, no. Rest while you can. You've asked for sanctuary. I don't know that I have the right to turn you out of here. Don't know if... Anyway, I can't. Take your time. Oh, I have a little brandy here on the shelf. Sometimes we get a faint here in church. There, drink it down.
Thanks, Padre. Yes, it's good.
Tell me, what made you escape?
Stick a bobcat in a cage and open the door by mistake. See what happens.
But still, a bobcat.
Oh, yes. I know what you mean. I paid my scot long ago.
Didn't you have a fair trial?
You can't try bad luck.
All bad luck?
Well, I oughtn't to have hit him, of course. Original sin, you know. But for an ordinary knockout, 6 weeks is about all you'd get. I got 4 years more than that for an iron railing. Yes. I think I was perfectly entitled to have a shot.
Well, if you're quiet in your own mind, that's the only thing.
Well, you needn't worry, Padre. I shall be caught all right.
I'm not worrying about that. What bothers me is my own peace of mind. I don't like the thoughts that keep rising in it. You led a company in the war, and I lead...
You're a parishioner. Hmm?
Yes. When you're gone, shall I be entitled to have been silent about you without telling them that I have been silent? Am I entitled to refrain from helping the law without letting them know it? And if I let them know it, how can I keep what little influence I now possess? And is it right for a parson to go on where he has no influence? That's my trouble, Captain Denon.
Someone at the door.
Who is it?
It's Weasel.
Oh, no, Thomas, I'm busy. I can't let anyone into the church now till service time.
Right, you. I'll come back.
My bell ringer.
The hospitality of God. I shan't forget, Padre. But I don't want to be on your conscience. I'll go.
I have service at 6:30. There will only be one or two gathered together, I'm afraid. Make a third. You can rest through the service. No one comes into the vestry here.
You're a trump. But I'd rather go and take my chance again. It's dark now. I don't like to give in. I'll bolt and be caught in the open. You might give me your blessing.
Not certain enough of myself. Not certain. It takes a bishop, at least, to give a blessing.
That by George.
Quick. Get behind the Catholic banner there. What is it?
Constable, sir. Open, please.
You here too, Thomas? I told you I could see no one till after service.
Yes, sir, but Constable, he thought you ought to know as I seen a man enter here a while back.
What's all this, Constable?
It's the escaped convict, sir. With him after he. These two men here found he down the old gravel pit. He give them the slip and we chased them to the lady's house yonder, where he gave us a goodbye again. And Thomas says he saw a man coming here who sounds properly like the varmint. You been here long, sir?
An hour, at least.
Door the church is locked, but I got men in the porch. Be sure as there's no one in the church.
I don't know whether you have the right to search a holy place, but look for yourselves as quietly as you can, please.
Right, sir. Come along.
Now, quick, Captain Dennett, while you can. No, no, too late. They're coming back. Get back. Well, Browning?
We been there. Tis the bear as me end. He be a proper twisty customer for sure. But we'll get him yet.
He got away from you then, did he?
He can run and twist like a rabbit or can. He be a desperate fox, he can.
Thomas, you made a fool of her, seemingly.
I see the man come in here. I see the man with these your eyes. I did sure.
It's 6:30, Thomas. Go and ring the bell for service. I'm afraid I must ask you all to go too, please. Unless you would all like to stay for service.
My duty, sir, if you'll excuse me.
That's all right, Constable.
Just a minute, Vicar. Do you pardon me asking, but are these certain sure as you've not seen this here joker?
What is it you're asking me?
I'm asking you, on your honor as a Christian gentleman, whether or not they've seen the escaped convict.
Why, I...
Certainly he's not.
Sorry, sir. I was hidden there. I surrender, Constable.
Why, the varmint, Captain! Worry.
Be quiet in this place and go out to shame God.
Forgive me, sir. Oughtn't to have come in here. Wasn't playing cricket.
No. That you have done. That you have done.
It's one's decent self. One can't escape.
That's it. God keep you.
Come you, sir.
John Galsworthy's famous play, Escape, featuring Orson Welles in the role of Captain Matt Dennis. The play was adapted for radio by Leopold Prosa, and a special musical score was composed by Bernard Herrmann. Irving Reese directed. The Columbia Workshop is pleased to announce that its director, Irving Reese, is sailing for Europe on Wednesday to present 2 workshop plays by shortwave to America. The first play, from the British Broadcasting Corporation studios in London, will be Death of a Queen, based on Hilaire Belloc's famous Marie Antoinette. Death of a Queen was dramatized for radio and will be directed by Val Gielgud, head of the drama department for the British Broadcasting Corporation and one of the outstanding pioneers in the history of radio drama. It will be heard on the usual workshop period at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time on Sunday, September 12th. The second broadcast from Europe will take place the following week, Sunday, September 19th, when the workshop will present the world-famous Abbey Theatre players in John Millington Synge's immortal Riders to the Sea, under the direction of Mr. Reese. This will be the farewell performance in Ireland for the Abbey Group, which is sailing to start another American engagement directly after the broadcast. You are cordially invited to tune in September 12th for Death of a Queen from London and September 19th for Riders to the Sea from Dublin. For the next 2 weeks during Mr. Reese's absence and for the broadcast of September 26th, the workshop is pleased to announce that William N. Robeson, one of radio's outstanding dramatic directors, will present 3 experimental plays as guest producer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.